We're staying together because God put us together. And we will work out the logistics based on the Word.
You don't have to be perfect to come to Jesus. Join Gloria and Kelly Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they reveal that the Holy Spirit produces change that will draw you to Jesus. Now here's Gloria.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to have a good day in the Word today, so don't miss it. Kelly's here, we're going to just talk the Word of God. Hallelujah. And you join in with us. Welcome, Kelly.
I'm really appreciative that you allowed me to come and you allowed me to pick our topic. And I allowed the Lord to pick our topic and really talking about oneness with Jesus. This is a new place that I've found in a deeper way with Jesus in the last couple of years in my life. But it's equaled more fruit in my life. And He pointed that out to me. And you are such a developed in the fruit of the Spirit, and you've taught it a lot, but I've never thought about the whole thing as my oneness with Jesus, my developing my life with Him is what really equals the fruit coming out.
That's true.
It's not a struggle to do the fruit as a work of the flesh, but many times I've done that, trying to walk in love, trying to forgive, trying to be patient, and trying, you know, with your kids, you're like, I'm trying to be patient with y'all, but, you know, we've all been there. But if we will slip back into our relationship with Him and walk in the fruit of the Spirit as a work of the Spirit, then we're focusing on Him. And what a beautiful union. What a beautiful place it is to be like sitting at the table with Him and Him talking to you about your life. Meeting with Him and Him correcting you. Revelation 3 is all about that. It's not spooky or scary about the last days. Jesus said, I love this about you, but we need to talk about this and you need to change it. Well, guess what time it is? It's the last days. And so He's talking to us right now about a lot of things that need to change. And Mom, there's a lot of people going through a lot of things right now, more than maybe in the past, like people who know the Word, people who walk in the Word, pastors. I get phone call after phone call. We're having this going on in our life. We're having trouble in our marriage. We're having trouble with, we feel burned out. We're just, and they're in a place, I'm like, don't worry about it. It's just because the grace to stay like you were is gone now. We used to get away with more than we're going to get away with today.
Well, the more you grow, the more you have to shape up.
That's true. But also it's time. Jesus is saying, okay, guys, get it cleaned up because we got things to do. And so when you realize that, that all of this cleansing you're going through and all of this stuff you're going through is just because God's not letting you stay the same anymore.
You're growing.
You're going to grow more than you ever have. We're like that dog that gets bathed every Saturday night and he doesn't know why and he doesn't like it. And
I
it's awful.
Need this.
But then he gets to sit on the couch on Sunday morning, right?
Well, Kelly, that's a good example.
I thought so, too. But this is what happened is sitting with Him and allowing Him to talk to us about our life. It's the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So yesterday we read in John 15, but today, and really let me pull out a couple of things just so you can think about them as we move on. He talks about, He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the branches that are fruitless and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. Well, He's cleansing, that word pruning, cleansing every branch to yield a better harvest. But I love this because the author of the Passion Translation says He takes, where it says, I think the New Living says He cuts off that branch that doesn't produce fruit. This says it's better translated, He takes up to Himself every fruitless branch. That's what He wants to do with us. He's not trying to get rid of us because we're messed up. It's our humanity that He loves about us. But He wants to scoop you up, take them to Himself. As a loving farmer, He lifts them up off the ground to enhance their growth.
Amen.
When you fall, he's there, and he's expressing to his disciples. And think about Peter, who failed over and over again and is about to fail big time, too. He's expressing to him his love for even when you fail or even
Praise
when you
God.
Fall.
Of course.
He says, your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined in mine. As you live in union with me as your source, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separated from me, you are powerless. So, Mom, right now we have a testimony that I want to play. It's going to be a perfect example of how God, when you direct your attention to God in a hard time, this couple, they were powerless to do something about their problems. But you'll see in this what happens when you direct your attention to the Lord and let Him talk to you. The result is fruit. So watch this.
I grew up in a place called South Baton Rouge in Louisiana. And I was a pretty good basketball player back then. So I got a scholarship to go to Southern University. And at that time, I was drafted to the New York Knicks. And so, unfortunately, it didn't pan out, but I always felt like God had His hand on me, even though I wasn't saved. So when I got back, I gave my life to Christ. I went to Rhema Bible College. I graduated in 1988. I had a little bit of word up under me, direction. The Holy Spirit was able to lead and guide me. And so I was called to preach in Lafayette, Louisiana. And that's where I met my lovely wife.
Then a year later, we were married. However, we found out that we weren't prepared for marriage. And it's a lot of things that we didn't know. Even though we were committed Christians, serving God, attending church, tithing, and submitted to our pastor. But marriage was quite a challenge for Greg and I. But it was through these challenges that God began to speak to my husband.
The way that it transpired, this particular day, my wife was cooking, but we had a tremendous argument. And so I said, well, I'm just going to go and sit down and just kind of chill out. And to my surprise, right in the middle of the argument, the Lord spoke to me. And He said, I'm not pleased with marriages in the body of Christ. And I was amazed because I'm going, well, Lord, I'm trying to get things right here, and you're talking about the body of Christ. But He didn't pay any attention to it, and He made a second statement. He said, my people have taken the covenant and made it common. He said, I'm going to teach you how to diffuse this element of arguments. I said, okay, Lord, and it was very simple. He said, call your wife in here. And I did, and she came in, but she had a defensive pose. And I knew right then, well, here goes another argument. And He said, confess your faults one to another, that you might be healed. So I began telling her some of the things where I was falling short, where I needed to do better, what the Word said that I needed to do. And I began to see the defensive pose and the arms come down because now her spirit was open to hear. She could receive better. And it was through that process that healing came, communication was better, all the other avenues of relationship began to open up. But it was a process.
It was very challenging, just being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And instead of obeying what my flesh wanted to do, which was leave, quit, you know, go back to my parents' home, the Holy Spirit would say, no, stay. And then He started to speak to me. He said, you can't forget about, you know, the laws of faith. He said, you still have to incorporate them in your marriage.
Yes.
And then after that, then God led us to partner with the Copeland's KCM. And then I started listening to Sister Gloria faithfully.
Yes. We know that we're called to this ministry for this time. So we figured out and said, we're staying together because God put us together. And we will work out the logistics based on the Word.
Greg and Mandy Green are committed KCM partners and make it a priority to attend the conventions as a family. They consider Kenneth and Gloria Copeland to be their spiritual mentors in life and ministry. For the past 12 years, the Lord has developed and blessed Dominion Covenant Marriage Ministry as the Greens travel and teach in churches and conferences around the nation.
We teach a lot on the covenant, and once people get that revelation beyond where they are, then we're seeing a lot of fruit of families staying together, making that quality commitment to remain together and fulfill the assignment. It's not just about being married, staying married, just to be happy. God has attached an assignment to that relationship, that all the families of the earth be blessed.
Wasn't that good? And a perfect example of how meeting with Jesus, he gave him an answer that quick.
Yeah.
And it's, we don't have a ton of time left today, but I want to take just a few examples and show you how that happened in his, in the Word. It happened in his walk with people, with his disciples, with Peter. It happened even with the letters that were written by Paul and Peter to people had that same effect on people they were ministering to. Mm. I love it, too, that, you know, in the testimony you just saw, what happened in them resulted in great harvest in other people's marriages, in other people's lives. And it's just the beginning for them.
Praise
Anytime
God.
We are ministered to, we get healed, we get helped, we get help in our soul, it overflows into righteousness for other people. And
Amen.
That's God's plan. That's what Jesus did. Once it happened to his disciples, that's what they did. That's what we're called to do. We're called to allow him to, you know, I love it when Peter denied Jesus, but then when Jesus appeared to them, you know, several times after he was resurrected, one of these times he said, let's eat breakfast. He fixes them fish, you know, he fixes them breakfast and they're eating together. And he said, Peter, do you love me? And of course, Peter got to answer yes. I mean, before the cross, Peter's like, Jesus, I'll die with you. Well, those were sort of empty words, we found out, because he wouldn't even acknowledge him verbally, and he denied him. But in this moment, Jesus gave him three opportunities to answer face to face and say, Jesus, I love you. And he gave him, he denied him three times. He gave him three times to tell him he loved him. He thinks to the nth degree of detail about what we need, about what we need to go forward. And the thing Jesus told him is, then feed my sheep. And he did. Peter did. And Peter, if you look at Peter's big challenge was leaning on the arm of the flesh, always looking at the natural. And what was the big thing he said? Don't lean on the arm of your flesh. I mean, when he says that to us, there's no judgment in it. He's already walked that road. And Jesus has given him a word to be able to feed what was fed to him.
Praise God.
To the sheep.
Amen.
So, Mom, here's an example I found. I really hadn't even understood that this was an example of these things in Philippians 4 till the Lord pointed it out to me. We're going to read Philippians 4:1, and this is on page 80 of the Passion Translation.
Yeah.
My dear and precious friends, whom I deeply love, you have truly become my glorious joy and crown of reward. Now arise in the fullness of your union with our Lord. These are Paul's letters. Arise, that's what we're calling on you today. It's what Jesus is calling you. Arise in the fullness of your union with the Lord. And I plead, I may not be saying these right, I plead with Euodius and Syntyche to settle their disagreement. Okay, he's writing in this letter to these two women to settle their arguments. Brian Simmons, who wrote this Passion did the translating here, he says, Paul seeks to encourage these two dear women to resolve their disagreements. Their names give us a clue. Euodias comes from a word that means a fair journey. Syntyche comes from a word that can mean an accident. So these two women have collided.
Well,
you know what? That happens. And it happens many times because we're different. I see things differently than you do. Well, that gives us more of a whole picture. But if we don't appreciate the other, if we don't see the fruit in the other, if we don't see Jesus in the other, then it puts us at odds instead of puts us ahead. You put me ahead when you give me your perspective. So these two women are having a disagreement, but this is the answer to that. I plead with them to settle their disagreement and be restored with one mind in the Lord. Because when you and I, which we haven't really had falling outs.
No.
You and I, don't even remember one. But, I mean, you probably fell out with me when I was a kid. You're like,
little.
Stop that. Yeah. But you were always in love with us and me and directing me in love. You always had the fruit of the Spirit working in your life as
Praise
a mother.
God.
But he says, be restored. The key is to be restored in one mind in the Lord. That means one mind in the Lord, mother, does not mean you agree with me. One mind in the Lord is you agree with the Lord and I agree with the Lord. And probably you were part right
we
and I was part right.
Word. That's right.
And when we come in together with union with the Lord, then we can agree with him. And he even calls on my dear friend, Syzygos, I don't know, to help resolve the issue. This says he was one. It's believed that he was one of the pastors of the church at Philippi. And
what
his
verse,
name.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm in verse 3. His name means burden bearer. So there are times when we're called on to help somebody else come together in the mind of the Lord, to be in unity and keep our lives in unity.
Yeah, walk in love.
So he goes on, I believe, to give some help to these two women and to this pastor that's going to help them. He gives us some clues that help us have that process of coming into one mind with the Lord. He says, be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Let joy overflow, for you are united with the Anointed One.
Oh, hallelujah.
Let gentleness be seen in every relationship, for our Lord is ever near. To me, that expresses the very thing we've talked about the last 2 weeks.
Amen.
Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Don't get off into the work of the flesh.
But
worry is a work of the flesh.
Saturated.
Here's our process. Don't be pulled off. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day. Commune with the Lord in prayer, back and forth. That's both directions, conversation. Offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
That's
Him
good.
Every detail of your life. You know where things hurt? Don't not talk about them to the Lord. Take them to Him. Talk to Him. Yes. I'd rather be wrong in what I say to the Lord than not talk to Him at all. Because if I come to Him and I'm even wrong, that's so much better than not going to Him.
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to fix you when you're wrong.
He can correct you.
Yes. So don't worry about being wrong before Him. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Christ Jesus, just like our testimony we just saw. He made the answers known as they came to Him. As He came to Him to get some answers, the answers get known.
That's right.
So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real and honorable and admirable and beautiful and respectful,
Praise
pure
God.
And holy, merciful and kind. Fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. Follow the example of all we've imparted to you, and the God of peace will be with
Praise
you in
God.
All things. What's He saying? You will have fruit. You know, Luke 21 tells us
nothing
when you're
missing,
faced
nothing broken.
With persecution and trouble, Jesus says, I'll give you the right answers. I'll give you the right words to say, and they're not going to fail you. So you don't have to worry about those things. So there's these two women. There's an example of how sitting with Him and communing with the Lord equals fruit. We have Peter. Jesus worked with him, and he worked with him, and he worked with him. And in the end, well, one of the things Jesus said to Peter when he told him he would deny him, he said, when you're going to deny me 3 times, but he said, but when you're changed, strengthen the brethren. It was similar to what he said when he said, feed my sheep, help your brothers. And of course, Peter did that. And the one who was the least bold about walking in faith became the most bold about speaking of Jesus and standing up for him when he was filled with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus speaking to us. The Holy Spirit is filling us up with his words, filling us up with his faith. Mom, let's go at this point. Let's go to Galatians and let's talk about, let's hit the fruit of the Spirit again. We've read this last week, but let's hit it again. Galatians 5:13. Oh, here's a scripture we hadn't read. Verse 10 says, deep in my heart, I have faith that the Lord Jesus Christ who lives in you will bring you back around to the truth. You know what? I love that. Even when we miss it, he brings us back around to the truth. We don't know everything today. We know in part, but we're learning and we're growing. But in the places where we don't know the truth, if we just stay before him, he's bringing us back into that union with the truth, like we talked about, and giving us one mind with him. This is his continual process in us by the Holy Spirit. We read this week and last week, he's subduing everything on the inside to himself. He's bringing it around, and he's very, very patient. Well, that same patience that he has is also in us to operate with each other.
The Amplified Bible says, I believe it's Amplified, says he's extraordinarily patient.
I have found that to be so.
Glory to God. Thank the Lord.
And what he's bringing us around to is not this life of perfection, but a life of freedom. He says in verse 13, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit, not in the natural realm, but in the Spirit, living out of our Spirit. It says, as you yield freely and fully, verse 16, to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you'll abandon the cravings of your self life. So to try to abandon the work of the flesh is fruitless. Yield to him, yield to his Spirit, yield to the power and the life on the inside of you. It says, when you're brought into full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you'll no longer be living under the domination of the law. So here's what it says. The fruit of the Spirit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its various expressions. This love is revealed through joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness on display, a life filled with virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and instead of self-control here, Mom, it says strength of spirit. It's the strength of our spirit that helps us not throw a fit. It helps us to control that cravings of ourself. It says, for everything connected with our self-life that was put to death on the cross and crucified with Christ. And we've chosen to live in the surrendered freedom of yielding to the Holy Spirit. Here's what the Lord gave me, Mom. For everything that comes up in our life, we have a Savior. For every feeling, for every hurt, for everything that we deal with, there's a Savior and there's a fruit. There's a Savior and there's a harvesting of our life with our Savior. So we're not stuck in our life with our own love, having to operate out of our feelings, the fruit of our feelings. This is what, I want to read this before we go, because I believe he gave me this. This is the fruit of the Spirit expressed for me. I can love when I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I lift my head when I cry. I can have quiet in the chaos. I can keep going when it's hard. I can be mindful of others beyond myself. I can do good for others in spite of my own situation. I can borrow his faithfulness when I want to turn back. I can forget. I don't have to borrow, actually. It belongs to me. I can forgive when offended, follow Jesus no matter what happens. I have true freedom to live life full
Praise
of him.
God.
So we no longer struggle against his Spirit who's working in us by pride and shame, but we live out of this new nature, this explosive nature of him that comes out by our oneness with him.
Praise God. That's good, Kelly. I like that. Oh, we're just about out of time.
I think we're out.
Take it.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. God's love and compassion still heals today, of course. We will be airing the Healing School service from our Branson Victory campaign. If you need healing in your body, be sure to watch this special. Learn to trust God's love for your healing. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.
All these things can culminate right now into this offering that we're about to receive, because today is offering day. And I want us to look at, if you have your Bible, I'm looking in the Passion at, what chapter is this? 2 Timothy 1 and verse 10. It says, This truth is being unveiled by the revelation of the anointed Jesus, our life giver, who has dismantled death, obliterating all its effects on our lives, and manifested his immortal life in us by the gospel of grace. We can take this scripture and realize that poverty, maybe you've brought yourself into a place of debt or lack or poverty, or maybe you just have always been there. He's obliterated the effects of the curse, the effects of death in our life, and that includes this poverty. So when you take your offering today, you realize down here it says, my faith in him convinces me he is more than able to keep all I've placed in his hands safe and secure. So give him that. Put this in his hands. Put this tithe. Put this offering in his hands and say, Lord, I look to you to correct my situation. You've obliterated debt in my life. I receive it. And I look to you in the name of Jesus to bring me to a safe and secure place financially in the name of Jesus. And he will do it. Father, we receive this true in everybody's life. We receive the offering that they put before you. Bless them. Overtake them. Prove to them on their tithe that you will protect them and take care of them and rebuke the devourer for their sake. And the windows of heaven poured out in Jesus' name. Next week is Healing School on the broadcast. Don't miss it. Mom, you always say, Jesus always comes to healing.
He always comes. Every time we've ever had one, people got healed.
Yeah, well, close us out one more time, Mom.
All right. This is Kelly and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.